Simon Shin Lamed Dalet Siv Chavav. The Mechaber says if there's a fire, you're allowed to go to a guy and tell him, call Mechaber, anyone puts out the fire, Eina Mavsa is not going to lose. You know, it's obvious you're telling the guy that you're going to pay him if he puts out the fire for you. And even if the guy is not near the place the fire is, you have to go to his house, knock on his door, and tell him this, that's also fine. And the Mechaber says not just by a fire. It's by any sudden hezek that happens like unexpectedly. For example, if a barrel of wine, which at the time was very expensive, maybe now also is very expensive, if it gets a crack in it, needs somebody to fix the barrel before the wine gets lost, you could also call a guy. Using this expression, that anybody who takes care of the problem, Eina Mavsa is not going to lose. And the Mishnah brings, if you put out the fire, Lo Tavsa, you do not lose. Do we say that's worse? Because that's like telling them directly to put out the fire. Or, it's the same thing as saying, call Mechaber, Eina Mavsa is just one person instead of being said in general, and it's fine. And the Mishnah brings it down as Machlekes. Now this guy you're allowed to call can even be someone who's your employee. That's also fine. And the reason why we give this cool over here, which we don't give a regular hazekim, is since a fire or the barrel cracking is something sudden, we're afraid if we don't let you call a guy in this manner, we're afraid that he would take matters in his own hand and chas v'shalom b'chal Shabbos to put the fire when he's not allowed to. So that's why we allow him to say it in this manner. On the other hand, tell the guy straight out, please put out the fire. That's also aser, because you're afraid you'll get so involved, you'll end up putting out the fire yourself. Except with the Kisvei Kodesh, the Sfarim involved, the Micah burnt, then you can tell the guy straight out to put out the fire, to avoid the Bezayim of Kisvei Kodesh. Same way we said previously in Sefer Ches, that you're allowed to have Hatzal Derech Shrabim, have a guy save the Kisvei Kodesh, the Sfarim, by carrying them through Shrabim, you can also tell the guy to put out the fire. Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a suffix, if you're able to save a mace, a dead body from getting burnt, or a svarim, so mace kodim, the mace has kedima to get the dead body out, that you have proper kvuras yisrael, and not get burnt, has kedima over the svarim. Also, the shiloh of saving two people, a healthy person, or a person who's masukan, whose life is anyway, you know, questionable if he's going to survive, you'd rather save the healthy person. We should never have to deal with these shilohs. Now, these examples that we have over here are just general examples of any case of a hezek that comes certainly, and you know you weren't ready for it. And these are things that you're allowed to say. The Rama, however, says that nowadays is different. There are certain halachas of fires nowadays are not the same as it was in the times of the Gemara and the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. He says that nowadays we live between the goyim. Kosher Rishonim v'Achrenim, but Rishonim v'Achrenim, right? They're allowed to put out a fire on Shabbos because the chashash tekanes nefashos. If we don't put out the fire. And someone does bezrizes her mishuach is praiseworthy. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rama does not mean what you would think he means for spreading the words. Rather, he means not because the fire itself could cause people chas v'shalom to get killed, but rather because when there's a fire, goyim would come and they would be looting. They would take things from people's houses because they think it's an opportunity to come and steal. And people would fight against them. And then there's a chashash that somebody would be killed by these looters. And that's why there's a chashash that comes of fashas. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that people took out from this heter of their ma, that any time there is a chashash that somebody could chas v'shalom get killed by the fire, you could put out the fire. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the way it's said over by people, and the Achronim really say this, and there's always some old person or sick person not going to be able to escape from the face of the fire, and chas v'shalom got burnt. And therefore, if there is a fire, you could put the fire out. The Rama says, the Ma continues, says, only if there is taka, at least a tzad selvig of sakana. But there's no tzad sakana nefashos, so then you cannot put the fire out. If there is a chashash sakana, you can put it out even if the fire is only burning in the guy's house because it gets spread. But there's no chashash sakana, then you cannot put the fire out. So you have to use your judgment. The Rama also says that Rata putting out a fire is a little more cool than Malin because Malacha Shein Tzirich L'Gufa. So it's only Drabon and it's not a Malacha D'Raisa. And Mishnah Berurah says that really, if it will be Malacha D'Raisa, because it's Bekuch Nefashos, Sofis Ganas Nefashos, you can always put out the fire. But because it's Drabonon, so there's a little more room for leeway, there's a little more leniency. But really, it doesn't really make much of a difference because Sakani can do Deraisas, and as though Sakani can be every Nisrim Drabonon. In fact, somebody was Mechal Shabbos, wrongfully, their Mos has a whole Seder of Tshuva they have to do. Their Mechal Shabbos, they have to fast 40 days, Monday and Thursday, I guess over the course of 20 weeks. Mishnah Berurah says they can push it off for the winter and the days are shorter. And they shouldn't eat meat or wine. Mishnah Berurah explains it means the night of Matzah Tanya should not eat meat or drink wine. And since there's no karmachatis nowadays, they should give 18 pshitim a certain amount of money to stalka, which is the amount of cost it to bring a cheap animal for a carbon. Mishnah Berurah has to be careful not to say that this money is for a chatas. Rather, it's instead of the chatas, and a person should read the parasha of chatas and learn the halachos of it, understand as if he brought a karmachatis. If the fasting is hard, the person can give money also to be as a pidyon for himself instead of fasting. But somebody could afford to give more, should give more. Somebody could afford to give less, should give less. Really, a person would be fasting these tanesim. Now, if somebody was b'chal Shabbos rightfully because it was sakana, they do not need kapara. And there were ladies used to fast as a kapara for the fact they lit a candle to help out your lettuce and Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah says this is very wrong.